Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen and kings and queens from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here at 6 p.m. on the Essence of Success Radio Network, or 9 p.m. if you're on the East Coast. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. And remember, push 1 so you can get in the queue. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net, where you can get readings Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we put it out last night, and I'm telling you tonight, it will make a wonderful Christmas gift. You get readings from me and Nina, whether it's one question or a half an hour or an hour or longer, you know. But anyway, it would make an excellent Christmas gift for your family or friends. And you can schedule it when you go in there to do your booking. So just a thought. Think about that. And when you go to the website, please subscribe. We appreciate that. And if you want to donate, we even appreciate that more, huh? Well, the chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, and also the station manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. Time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and their gifts. By the way, let us know if you have any event, announcement, or birthday messages so far, and we will announce it on Sunday and, of course, Monday's show. So what else do I need to say? I don't have any birthdays. We did that yesterday. So I think I'm going to bring in my co-host, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. And just a reminder, we will be off until January the 6th. Tonight is our last show until that point. Yeah, I'm giving everybody the two-minute warning is what I'm doing, Lennox.
All right, Saturday night. You even got Anna doing that now, talking about two-minute warning. I said, see what Nina done started? Tell our friends, you got 2 minutes. That's it, okay? 2 minutes. But anyway, well, I'll tell you what, let me just do this one little quick prayer, and then we'll probably, I guess, like you say, a couple of minutes, sign back out. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. And so be it. That's that. I hope something great happens.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry, excuse me. I'm yawning.
I'd like to thank Heather joining me.
Heather's in
the chat room. Yes, thank you.
Oh, hi, Heather. And who else?
Mary. No, just Heather's in there. Merry Christmas, Heather.
For sure, yeah. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That's right, because this is our last show, so we won't be on for the New Year's and the Christmas. And go for it yourself. Don't forget, too, folks, Saturday is a full moon coming in. So
now
put
I'm
your
yawning.
Intentions out there. I'm sorry?
I said, now I'm yawning.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my eyes are just tired because I was here at the computer for a few hours. And I'll probably be in the office another more hour so I can move all the stuff back when they come in tomorrow and, you know, CenturyLink to hook me up. So
yeah.
And let me put this out there. As a, whatever you want to call it, not a note, but just to let you know, if you're on Comcast, and I'm sorry, and no, I'm not sorry, they're a ripoff. Screw it. Just tell the truth the way it is. They're a ripoff, and they overcharge your customers. Well, I'm out of it, and I found CenturyLink to be half, even more than half, than what Comcast charges you. So as a thought, I'm just letting everybody know you might want to really enjoy your Christmas and get rid of Comcast and go to CenturyLink. Or check on some other companies. There were about five companies that were referred to me, but CenturyLink was the only one in our area. The other ones I couldn't. But do check, because there are companies that are cheaper and give you value for your product, whether it's the internet or the phone or even the TV. In fact, CenturyLink right now, not to give a commercial for them, but they are running 50% off if you're doing a bundle with the TV, the phone, and the internet, 50% off of their regular price just during the Christmas holiday. So it's a thought, folks. Just think about it. It's something to kind of help put a little money back in your pocket.
I wish that worked up here.
I'm sorry?
I said I wish that worked up here, but we don't have too much competition up here.
Oh. What, now, you guys aren't Comcast, though, are you?
No, we have two major providers, and that's just Telus and Shaw. So, yeah, we don't have very much choice. There's a few other small providers, but they don't provide enough. And their service isn't great because they're still going through the Shaw and the Telus towers. So, yeah. We don't have that much competition up here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so many of them down here, you know, capitalism / socialism, because it's all about the dollar, about the money, more than it is trying to help the consumer.
Yeah, I have to tell everybody about the games my animals play. I have a cat named Stir Fry. She's part Siamese because she has the eyes of a Siamese and the coloring, but she's also tabby. So she's a very gentle little soul. She has never scratched anybody or bitten anybody, but she plays games with the dog, and the dog plays games with her. Well, they play tag every once in a while, and sometimes Stir Fry's it, sometimes Mocha's it. But anyways, the cat has decided, because Mocha goes to the bathroom on a pee pad, and I have a little tray that it sits on. Well, she decides, the cat has decided that she is going to play this game. Stir Fry is playing this game with Mocha. She will sit on her pee pad so Mocha can't go.
That's cool. Funny though. That's cool.
Yeah.
Stir Fry does it.
Yes, she is such a little brat. Well, Mocha's getting even with her now. She's eating her cat food.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. One turn deserves another. Go ahead, Mocha. You're not going to let me go to the bathroom. You don't get to eat your food. I love it.
I have to put the cat food up. Otherwise, Mocha eats it. And, of course, if Mocha eats it, she ends up with the runs. And she's trying to go on her bed, and Stir Fry's sitting on there. Like, oh, my God, these animals.
That is too funny. I love
or,
that. Mocha said, I got you. I'll eat your food.
Yeah, or Mocha will go, and maybe I don't change it just right now. Well, Stir Fry tries to cover it. She scratches at it and tries to pick up the corner of the paper to cover it. Like, oh my God, my animals have so much personality.
Yeah. Oh. Stir fry probably told her I was here first. Yeah, so she feel like that's her home. But Mocha, you know, she's been there long enough now. That's her home, too. But
well, they love each other. They do love each other. They hug each other first thing in the morning, and, you know, they hug each other during the day and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, just the little pranks that they pull on each other, they're just like children.
Oh, that is too funny. She say she'll she'll start eating stir fries food.
Yeah,
but you said it gave her
the
runs, huh? It's too rich for her little tummy.
It must be the cat food. Yeah, it must be. But
okay.
You know, it's made out of thing, so I don't know. Oh well, whatever. Mocha's got expensive dog food, and she's eating the cat food. Figure that one out.
I tell you, you know, I've noticed, well, not noticed, but I've heard that more and more people are doing the natural, almost like table food, making it up for their animals now, especially the dogs. I remember Brenda started doing that years ago with her two dogs, because, you know, they're dead now, Tyler and I can't think of the other one, they're both dead. Pepper, yeah. But she would cook. You know, Brenda would make up vegetables and stuff and cook for them and have a meal like that, and they were doing really good. So then I looked it up on the internet, and I talked to a couple other people that have animals. And one guy I know, man, he goes way out. He buys the dog food. It's fresh where it's all cut up, the ham and everything in the bag. I mean, it's fresh almost like a human can eat it. But that stuff is expensive. But that's what he buys for his dog because he said he's too busy. He don't have time to go through the recipes, you know, they have for dogs and cats to make stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, that's just because you're single. If you were married or with a girlfriend, you wouldn't be spending that kind of money on pet food. Yeah.
Well,
it was funny.
Mocha eats a lot of fresh vegetables and fruit. She loves bananas. She loves apples. Cantaloupe. She loves them all. And carrots. Oh, my goodness. Those nuts over carrots. She likes broccoli. She likes cauliflower.
Oh, wow. So that's good, though, that she likes those vegetables because they'd be in the food anyway, right?
Yeah.
Some of the vegetables in their food.
Yeah, she likes
that. Now, Nina, do you give her a lot of wet or dry food?
She has dry food.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the moist food, I think, is a little bit hard on their little system. I remember years ago, when Jim's mom was alive, she had a little dog, and her little dog had stomach issues. So the dog would get a steak, and mom and dad would have hamburger.
Oh, and they would share it with the pet, right?
No, the dog would get the steak. They would have the hamburger.
Say what?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that dog was spoiled. Oof.
Oh, just a little bit. Yes, she was indeed. But you know what, Lannis, nobody has called in. And I think we're just going to have to close this show out. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please be safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't smoke up and drive. Just
be happy
and healthy. And we will talk to you again in the new year.
Yep, we'll see y'all next year. And we thank everybody for supporting and joining the show throughout 2018. We do appreciate you and praying for us as we pray for you and know that we love you too. You know, so it's been a good year. It's been a little bit challenging at times, but it's all in all be a good year. And 2019 is going to be even better. I believe that will be even better than this year. So with that, Miss Nina, I guess we'll just call it a day, huh?
Yeah, let's call it a day, call it a night, call it whatever you want it. Just don't call me Baker anymore.
Okay. Well, I know I'll be talking to you before Christmas, so I'm not worried about that. But anyway, thank you, everybody, and we love you. And like Nina said, have a wonderful Merry Christmas and New Year's, and please be safe out there. We do want to hear from you at the first of the year. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone. Love and light to you too, Heather. And Heather wished us a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So the same goes to you, Heather, and lots of love and light to everyone. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Your kiss is giving every indication. If it's hard.